This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. If you've been wondering why your food dollar has shrunk so dramatically, here are some numbers that help explain it. The price of large grade A eggs has gone up 35% over last year. Fresh whole milk is up 23% and flour up 37%. As prices soar, we wondered how food banks are feeling the effects as they try to provide for the hungry. We've called Bob Evans in Mesa, Arizona. He's president of the United Food Bank, which serves five counties, 40% of Arizona's population. Mr. Evans, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
As food prices rise, are you seeing more and more people showing up at food pantries and soup kitchens around Arizona?
We go on the number of agencies that we served, and they're up by at least 10%. So extrapolating down the headcount, I'm just really not sure how much more that is, but it's quite a bit.
And when did you really start noticing those numbers going up?
Within the last 12 to 18 months, they started to creep up, and now it's not a creep anymore. It's an escalating movement upward.
If it's going back that far, it sounds like it's not tied just with the increase in food prices. It also must be tied in with the economy overall and the downturn.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're seeing folks in our lines who would never have thought they would be in a line asking for food assistance before.
On the supply side, in terms of the food that you're trying to provide, what's happening, first of all, with donations, with the food or the money that people are giving you?
Well, the individual donations seem to be holding pretty good. That's not a large stream on the food side of where our food comes from, but we're doing pretty good there. Our two biggest losses of food and incoming food streams are from our USDA commodities and the fresh produce that's so vital to our folks.
And what's happened there?
Well, the USDA commodities, we're seeing a loss of the entitlement program, and the wonderful bonus product that used to be available to food banks and the school systems has dried up considerably. In total, our incoming food is down by probably 14 to 15% from the same time last year.
Mm-hmm. With increased demand at the same time.
Yes, ma'am. We're caught in a real pinch.
I imagine fuel prices have to be factoring in here as well, not just in the cost of food, but in how you get the food out there.
Oh, yeah. We're paying diesel fuel prices to run our rigs all over to pick up and distribute food, and we're seeing at least a 20% increase from the same time last year just in transportation costs alone.
Well, Mr. Evans, thanks very much for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much, too.
Bob Evans is president of the United Food Bank in Mesa, Arizona. Now to Baltimore and to Deborah Flateman, who is CEO of the Maryland Food Bank, which serves the entire state. And Ms. Flateman, we just heard Bob Evans talking about a 10% increase in demand. How does that fit with what you're seeing in Maryland?
Well, I'll tell you that anecdotally, what we're hearing from our agencies and our network is that some of them are seeing as much as a 25% increase. And most of the people who are coming to a lot of food shelves these days are people who are holding down sometimes two and three jobs, but still have to go and look for support to feed their families.
Have you been hearing stories of people who are definitely hit by rising food prices, just the amount that they could afford to buy is cut back so dramatically that they're ending up coming to you?
The rising cost of food is affecting even those in poverty, because those in poverty are eligible for food stamps. And the formula for distributing food stamps is very basic, doesn't change, it's very static. And so whatever dollars they're getting in food stamps now are not going as far.
When did you see those numbers of people showing up really start to rise?
You know, it's really been happening over time. This isn't an acute thing that we've just seen overnight because of the housing crisis or anything like that. And as hard as food banks and all of us in our industry work to try to meet the need, we're definitely paddling upstream.
Ms. Flateman, look forward a bit for us, if you could. I mean, do you see the situation with the food banks that you work with getting better anytime soon?
I would probably say no. The challenge that the Maryland Food Bank faces is that, you know, we're on track to distribute 15 million pounds of food this year. That is a 4 million pound increase over last year. Obviously, all of these environmental factors that cause for deeper poverty, that cause for working people having to access emergency feeding, that makes the picture all the dimmer.
Well, Deborah Flateman, it's good of you to talk to us. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Melissa.
Deborah Flateman heads the Maryland Food Bank. She spoke with us from Baltimore.